Now to the cork and the reed. The reed on a duck call has a natural bend to it, and it's very important on how it goes in the call. How you determine this is to stand the reed on end and push straight down. The direction it bends is a natural bend and should be the side that is placed down on the soundboard of the call. The reason for this is so that when you apply air into the call, it will naturally want to pop back up. If it's turned over, the reed will want to stay down when you apply air into the call, making it squeal. We tune our call so the reed sets all the way at the back of the cork slot. So if you ever need to take it apart, just remember to slide it all the way back or it won't sound the same as it did. Now on to the cork. To install the cork, put it in your mouth and gently chew on it. This makes it pliable and also adds a lubricant so that it slides easier. Place the cork at the edge of the cork slot and push it in. Make sure it is all the way back with no gaps at the back of the cork slot. Make sure you don't pry upward or it may break the cork retainer. Now you know the correct way to take your call apart and put it back together. Sometimes after a lot of use, you will need to replace the cork in your call. It eventually loses its resiliency and will not hold the reed as tightly as it once did. In a fix, you can pull the cork out and gently chew on it edgewise, expanding it slightly, and it will continue to work until you can get a replacement. 99% of the time, it is the cork that is a problem with the call. You can get cork and reed replacements at your local sporting goods store or order online directly from us at quackwacker.com. Not all cork and reed sets are the same, so make sure you get Quackwacker cork and reed sets. Now I realize that may have been a bit long-winded, but I figure some of you learned a thing or two about a duck call and how to take care of it.